This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
U.S. Representative Rodney Davis has announced that Major League Baseball player and Chatham native Jason Wirth will attend the State of the Union address as his guest this evening. Wirth, who most recently played for the Washington Nationals, owns an organic farm in Macoupin County and has become an advocate for agriculture and a supporter of victims of the congressional baseball shooting last June. Davis and Wirth met earlier this month where they discussed the farm bill and the congressional baseball game. Farmers and ranchers have less than a week to submit their information to the Department of Agriculture as part of the Census of Ag. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service says producers should respond online at agcounts.usda.gov or by mail by February 5th. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the census for farmers is their voice, their future, and their opportunity, also saying that the USDA needs to hear from all farmers and ranchers. Everyone who received the 2017 Census of Agriculture questionnaire is required to return it, even if they are not currently farming. The first few qualifying questions on the form will determine whether completing the entire questionnaire is necessary. After the deadline, USDA NAS will begin follow-up contact methods to collect responses. Well, the 2018 sign-up deadline for crop insurance is quickly approaching. Farmers have until March 15th to enroll, and Farm Credit Illinois is offering a new coverage this year. Dane Staten, Vice President of Crop Insurance for Farm Credit Illinois in Jerseyville, has more on third-party damage.
Third-party damage was added late in the growing season here for 2017 and more or less was trying to compensate for some of these dicamba issues that were out in the countryside, and not only dicamba, but maybe even other third-party damage that could occur from maybe a neighboring fire or anything out there. What it allows a farmer to do is more or less exclude those damaged acres and that lower yield that would then result in a lower APH over the next 10 years from their APH database. So more or less, whenever something like a dicamba drift were to happen, as long as we can get an adjuster out there and evaluate that damage and more or less notate that, that gives the farmer that had the damage occur the opportunity to exclude that yield and not have it weighing down its database for the next 10 years.
For a farmer that's listening and is familiar with crop insurance, they're probably well aware of how the average production history or APH affects things with crop insurance. But maybe for those not familiar, can you explain why this is a good thing?
Yeah, it's the APH is more or less one of the cornerstones of your crop insurance policy. The APH is the average production history. So every year after a producer gets out of the field and comes and reports his production, that production's actually logged and then averaged over a 10-year history to then be more or less guaranteed against based off of whatever coverage that they would like to elect here before March the 15th. So, again, it's more or less the cornerstone that is the foundation of where your policy is built and where your guarantees come from, just from your 10-year yield history that's averaged together.
So definitely a good thing to have protection against that. You mentioned the March 15th deadline to get signed up. You also were talking about things to keep in mind when you're getting ready to renew or sign up for a new policy. Definitely things for farmers to have a conversation about with their crop insurance advisor.
Yeah, it's always nice whenever, one of my producers come in and they can have an open communication of absolutely anything that's changing in their certain operation. Maybe that bringing in a child to their operation and letting he or her start farming this year, up to maybe an entity change or added land. Those are things that really need to be covered on a detailed basis when renewing that crop insurance, because we don't really want any surprises when July 15th comes around and acres are reported that we didn't know about, that we could have maybe done something different on before the March 15th deadline had we known. Also, things that come into mind are just knowing your numbers, knowing where that crop insurance guarantee kind of needs to be for a comfort level. Between 80, maybe 85% decisions being made, just to know where those numbers are at on your individual operation and where you could stand to pay the premium to get the coverage between, that maybe if you're thinking 80 to 85%.
Definitely things to think about, and if a farmer isn't sure what they should tell you, I guess that would be a conversation you could have, and you can talk about things to be thinking about for the crop insurance plan.
Yeah, I mean, things to just have in mind are absolutely anything, because with Farm Credit Illinois, we really like to make sure that we structure the policy to what the customer or what the producer needs. It's not what's best for us. It's more or less what's best for that individual operation. And those are completely different, even maybe between neighbors. So just making sure that any kind of change that's happening, we can structure that policy to make sure that those changes and goals are accomplished not only this year, but even future years going forward.
Dane, I know obviously you're going to be an advocate for crop insurance because it's your job with Farm Credit Illinois, but I know you also come from a farming family, a farming background. So for those farmers that don't have crop insurance, I don't know if any of those exist anymore. I mean, what would you say to them of the why to get crop insurance?
Well, there's numerous years that, you know, me as, I guess, an individual and a farmer, I do pay crop insurance premiums, and I might consider it rendered useless if I don't get an indemnity check. But I think the biggest takeaway that you can use your crop insurance policy year in and year out is having that safety net behind you. If you see a $10 bean price today and you want to jump at that opportunity because it can maybe break you even or make you money for the 2018 crop year, with a crop insurance policy and a guarantee to back me, I do have the opportunity to make that sale and not have to worry about maybe not having those bushels in the long run to then come up with that money to buy out of that contract. With crop insurance, they'll pay you the indemnity for the guaranteed amount of bushels that you have relative to your APH and production history, and then the coverage that you include. So I guess from a crop insurance standpoint, it's not just about the money that you may or may not get in the long run. It's about the peace of mind that you can have as your crop is growing, and maybe there's not a shower here or there, and you know that in the back of your mind you're still guaranteed that money that we had talked about in March. And you can still use those opportunities to make commitments to keeping a disciplined crop marketing and be able to sell those bushels at a later date.
Dane, if farmers listening would like more information or would like to talk to you a little bit more, what's the best way to contact you at the Jerseyville office?
Yeah, the best way to contact us is if you're not in that Jerseyville area to stop in and see our office or see me would be to contact me via phone. The Jerseyville office number is 618-498-5583, and then my cell phone's 217-473-1332. And I always like to talk to local growers and just get to know other people and see if there's a fit for your operation and Farm Credit, and just to see how we can help farm families succeed.
Once again, that was Dane Staten, Vice President of Crop Insurance for Farm Credit Illinois in Jerseyville. Well, looking at community events around the WSMI listening area, the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership is hosting an event Wednesday evening at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. Maria Cox is a sixth-generation farmer and will speak about cover crop systems and other conservation practices to use on your farm. That meeting will take place from 6 to 8 p.m., at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. First National Bank of Litchfield is hosting a free informational breakfast meeting on February 1st at Maverick Steak and Spirits in Litchfield. Crop insurance, replant options, margin protection insurance, and a market outlook will be discussed. And you can RSVP by calling the bank at 217-324-2105. The Staunton FFA Alumni Association is hosting a dinner auction this Saturday, February 3rd. That will be held at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Doors open at 4 p.m. and tickets are available at Bill's IGA, Duda Ace Hardware, and Prairie Town Feed Service. And last but not least, the 2018 Illinois Pork Expo will be held next week, February 6th and 7th at the Bank of Springfield Center. And you can register online at ilpork.com. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.